Welcome to Georgia Wrestling Now, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com, where we bring you the latest news and information on the local scene in Georgia and around the Southeast region, as well as interviews with the newsmakers. And now, the GWH Radio Network presents Georgia Wrestling Now.
Welcome to the April 9th edition of Georgia Wrestling Now. We're back to Monday nights, and we are here with Jonathan Williams. That's me from WrestlingWithPopCulture.com, being joined by Danny Only and Team All You Can Eat's Matt Hankins. How are you guys doing tonight?
Doing all right.
Cool.
Danny,
is your
head still ringing, Danny?
No, I had a knot, man. I still got a blood stain on my eye, but I'm all right.
What happened to your head, Danny?
Marty Freeman hit me in the head with a kendo stick.
Yeah, I saw that. I just wanted to see if you remembered.
Yeah, I don't remember a lot of what happened that night, but I do remember that distinctly.
Well, those Empire guys seem to like hitting you on the head with kendo sticks.
Yeah, they're kind of fond of that. I hope they're as fond as having kendo sticks shoved up their ass.
It's always a bold move to go 8-on-1, so.
Yeah, that's what they're used to.
Yeah, well, last week, of course, we had a lot to talk about with WrestleMania, as well as all the local shows that happened and all the other non-WWE shows that happened in South Florida. And I guess tonight we're going to be following up with some of that with our guests. Danny, why don't you tell us a little bit about these two guys?
I've got news and bad news. I'll go ahead and go to bad news first. Due to his work schedule and the fact that Mondays are pretty hectic where he works and he doesn't
usually get out. Did you say duty?
Yes. He doesn't usually get out of work until 7 on Mondays anyway, and that's if everything is going just right. Unfortunately, today is another day where it's not. So NWA Ring Warriors Grand Champion, the Marquis Bruce Santee, will not be joining us tonight. That's just the way things go. Real life sometimes takes priority over anything else you want to do, and unfortunately that happened with him. But we will still have from Ring of Honor, one half of the All Night Express, an extremely talented and all-around good dude, Kenny King, should be calling in here shortly. And that will be a good interview. Kenny's a good dude. He's been a solid talent for years. He was already great when I started wrestling, so he's got nowhere, you know, to go but up. And hopefully we'll get a good interview out of that. But, no Bruce, which it kind of bums me out because Bruce is definitely an outspoken dude and would have been a good interview. But, you know, that's the breaks.
Yeah, well, we'll get him on eventually, I'm sure. I'm just curious, did Kenny King, I know he got started in Florida, did he wrestle a lot in Georgia before he got to Ring of Honor?
I don't know. I imagine he probably did some stuff in Georgia. A lot of Florida guys did. But he was mainly based out of Florida. He was a big name down there, FIP. He did a lot of other stuff down there. So I'm sure he did wrestle in Georgia, but I don't know about regularly.
Okay. Do you know what time he's calling in?
He said about 8:15. So, you know, give us about 10, 15 minutes to talk about the regular stuff. And so he should be calling here in about 10, 15 minutes.
All right, cool. Well, because of all the stuff we had to talk about last week, I forgot to recount a couple of my WrestleMania stories that I thought were kind of funny. One was when I was at the red carpet event for the art auction thing, when Triple H and Stephanie McMahon made their way down the line and got in front of me, I honestly got a little bit starstruck, I guess you'd call it, even though I had questions ready and everything, and So I was just kind of standing there, and then Stephanie McMahon, of all people, actually broke the ice. Like, she nudged Triple H and said something, and they both started laughing, and I was like, what? And she said, you look like John Morrison. And I was like, are you kidding? So thankfully she did that, and then I, like, snapped out of whatever I was in, and I actually had a good interview with Triple H that I'll post on Wrestling with Pop Culture one day this week. But and then there was another match at Access one day. It was between Dolph Ziggler and Santino Marella. And before the match started, Santino Marella asked the referee to make it a no disqualification, no count out, false count anywhere, loser leaves Access match. Which turned out to be pretty funny, because as soon as the match started, he put his Cobra thing on his hand, and Dolph Ziggler jumped out of the ring, and Santino Marella chased him all through the convention center where Access was. And they have all these stages where you can get your picture with Caitlin or get an autograph with CM Punk or whoever. And they ran up on those stages, and, like, hundreds of people were just following them around the whole place. And it was just pretty funny. And they ran by me at one point. I didn't really follow them around. I just kind of stayed over by the ring. But as they were running by, I could see Dolph Ziggler laughing as he was running from Santino Marella. So those are just more highlights from last weekend. But anyway, that's all well in the past, I guess, now, and there's plenty more to talk about. So
That's funny that you had Santino in that stipulation, because that actually makes me think of this past Saturday. When this weekend wasn't a good weekend for me, because Saturday, Strychnine and myself were left laying in the ring at TNT, thanks to the Jagged Edge, Marco Polo, and Bone Break's little crew of dipshits, Asylum Enterprises. So they left us laying in the middle of the ring, and we made the stipulation for their anniversary show, which is in 2 weeks at the Mountain Market in Clayton, Georgia. It's their 6-year anniversary show, and it will be Asylum Enterprises against the Hate Junkies, and the loser is done with TNT. So in the event, in the highly unlikely event that we lose, the Hate Junkies will be leaving TNT, and in a positive, when we beat the Asylum, they have to leave TNT. So that should be...
You guys are still the tag champs there, right?
Yeah, have been for, like, I don't know, a while.
So I'm assuming the titles will also be on the line, because they don't want you to lose and leave with the titles.
That is correct. It is a title match.
So who is it, Marco Polo, and who will his partner be?
No, Marco Polo and the Jagged Edge were just, they were just hits for hire. There was a bounty put on us. They took the money and they just did the dirty work. The team will be Chad Silva and Zachary Blaine.
Okay. And I know Zach Daniels will be defending his TNT title against the Jagged Edge at that same show. So we're hoping to have Zach Daniels on the show next week. But we actually have a caller, it looks like, from North Carolina. So I'm going to see who this is. Thanks for calling Georgia Wrestling Now. Who do we have on the line?
You have Hotshot Sean Adams on the line.
Hotshot Sean Adams.
One half of the tag team God's Gift to Wrestling. Denny only knows who we are.
Yeah, yes. I know who you are, too.
Yeah, aren't you the one that sent emails saying that we were just assholes?
Me or Danny?
I don't know.
I haven't done that, but maybe Danny has. It sounds like something he might do.
Not entirely in the realm.
No, I have never sent emails to either of you guys, but I have seen you at the Empire Wrestling shows. You haven't been there in a few weeks, though, have you?
Well, I've been nursing some injuries and had some personal stuff going on, but expect us back this weekend. We will be in Georgia.
Okay.
And we could appear anywhere, anytime, so you never know.
All right, well, what was the reason for you calling in tonight? Were you just listening, or did you have something to...
listening, interested in what's been going on down there in Georgia, and, you know, y'all are the top guys to hear about what's going on down there.
Well, I appreciate that.
Not the rip on North Carolina at all, but, you know, y'all actually got a, what's the word for it, a well-oiled machine of information coming out of Georgia when it comes to the wrestling business.
All right, well, that's good to know. So, for those who haven't seen you guys wrestle, why don't you tell us a little bit about your tag team and what brings you to Georgia?
Well, of course, you have myself, Sean Adams, from Toronto, Canada, originally, but I've lived in North Carolina most of my life now. And then you have my tag team partner, the four-time All-American African-American, William Alexander Huckabee. And we are God's gift to wrestling. We are the greatest tag team. No offense, Danny Only, but we are the greatest tag team ever to grace wrestling. There is no doubt about that. People say we're arrogant. People say we're cocky. I say we're just confident.
All right. Well, have you guys ever faced the Hate Junkies in a tag team match?
I think it was a one of that eight-man tag or whatever it was we did at the last Empire show we were at.
Yeah, that wasn't the Hate Junkies, though. That was Damnation, myself and the fan.
Okay, well, we never faced the Hate Junkies. So, like I said, we've been gone for a while. I'm trying to figure out what's going on down there in Georgia since we left. But,
well, like I said, I've seen you at Empire and PCW. Where else have you wrestled down here, and where else will you be this weekend?
Well, NWA Action has invited us back this Saturday. We've also been invited back the couple weeks to another couple promotions that are down there in Georgia. However, we are already booked somewhere else. But this weekend, I'll probably stop by PCW, Empire, whatever you want to call it. You know, either way you slice it, God's Gift to Wrestling is the greatest tag team to grace that promotion, no matter what you call it. But I digress. Go back to my original, what you asked me. We are going to be at NWA Action this weekend at Locust, Georgia.
Okay. I haven't heard from that promotion in quite a while. I know we had some of them on the show right around the time that they were transitioning from MGCW to NWA Action, but I rarely hear about their shows anymore, so I'm glad you let us know they're having one this Saturday.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Georgia fans, even though, you know, I think, you know, wrestling fans in general are just idiots. That's my opinion. But here's my, you know, opinion about NWA Action. For some reason, and you've seen me, you know how I act, you know how I am. I'm the same no matter where I go. I am an asshole. I will admit it. For some reason, the fans of NWA Action love me. I don't know why. They love William Huckabee, even though he tells his children that he helps their parents die in a fiery car crash, which he has done several times. Apparently, kids in Georgia don't love their parents. But I mean, I'm sorry to, you know, accuse you of sending us mail earlier, but we've gotten so many emails from down there in Georgia, fans, promoters, other wrestlers, telling us how much of an asshole we are. And there was actually one promotion here in North Carolina not too long ago, actually called us, wanted us to work their show, but asked us not to speak at all. And I'll tell you a little story about that. There's a family there whose son got in a car accident. He wasn't driving, but the guys who were driving threw him in the driver's seat after he was ejected from the vehicle. And now he's in a wheelchair, losing everything. And, you know, my partner, the big mouth that he is, made a comment about him being in a wheelchair. Well, apparently, that was about a year ago. The guy hasn't left the house since. So now that family has been following us to just about every promotion, threatening to stab us, shoot us, try to run us over with cars. The usual.
All right. Well, so you're not allowed at that promotion anymore, or you just choose not to be there?
Oh, no. They call us every week wanting us to be there. We were supposed to be there last week, but they got rained out. But and I went to WrestleMania too, so you know, found out they canceled their show. I went to WrestleMania.
All right. Well, we need to get ready for our next guest, but before we let you go, in Empire, I believe you guys have been replaced in the tag team season by a team called the Contras. So I don't know if do you know yet if you'll be back in the season.
Well, I don't know. Well, we're not back in the season. You can bet that we will make an impact on the season. You can bank on that because there is no replacement for God's Gift to Wrestling. And I'm pretty sure the fans have noticed that we weren't there.
I didn't notice. I missed it. But I will give you the team all-you-can-eat guarantee. You will not receive a warm reception like you do in Stockbridge when you come to Avondale Estates. I will give you that guarantee.
Oh, like, I'm really worried about getting a warm reception from you guys. You know what? I may bring a basket of Dunkin' Donuts for you. Just
you
do to
that.
Show I'm
it's
a
not
good
going
guy.
Up your call. And I can also guarantee you we did not send an email because we will tell you to your face how we feel. So come on,
see
us. You know where
to
find
us. I never said Team All You Can Eat ever sent an email. You just told them yourself.
No, your boy did. The last time you were in the building, your homeboy accused us of sending an email, and I told him that night, partner, I don't have to send an email to nobody. You standing here with me. I'll tell you right now I don't like you. And I'll
and
tell you right now.
And if you could actually get up out of the chair and not be stuck in that chair the entire time, you'd actually be able to do something about it, but you can't. So until you lose
the
weight.
That is the beauty of Empire and PCW is I don't have to. I know there's
Jenny
plenty
Craig,
of people in the back who will take up my calls for me. I talk to Danny only every Monday night. All I have to do is whisper in his ear and ask him politely, Danny,
take up your
do
call.
You think for me, do you think just for me maybe you can crack this dude? Maybe you can layer it him right across the throat, and
hey,
that'll be the end
Danny,
of that.
You didn't tell me you ate fast food every day like that. You know, you're supporting McDonald's, man? You buy some stock of McDonald's? That
what
way
are
this,
you
the fat tub of lard can have something to eat every day?
I have no idea what you mean.
I don't understand what's happening either. But anyway, I guess we will see you Friday, and maybe you can find out who sent the email. I honestly don't know what you're talking about, but thanks for calling. I guess we'll see you Friday at Empire Wrestling.
I guess you will.
All right. That was interesting, I guess.
Where do you get a Dunkin' Donuts?
So, yeah, I had – do you guys know what he's talking about with the email?
No.
Okay,
no, I have no idea. All I know is what they told us on the way to the ring was, oh, did y'all send the email complaining about us? Like, partner, you know better than that. I don't know what just happened.
Okay. Well, I guess that doesn't quite make up for Bruce Santee not calling in, but at least it filled some space. But now we have another caller, and I don't know what this area code is, but let's just find out who it is.
Kenny, please be Kenny.
Thanks for calling Georgia Wrestling Now. Danny only begs that this is Kenny King.
Hello?
Hello, is this Kenny King?
This is motherfucking Kenny King, yeah.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, Danny,
Kenny,
Danny,
I
want to thank God.
we gotta pull the show up. You know, it was crashing for a little bit there.
Yeah, well, I think Kenny King is probably capable of that.
Good
just
chance.
Based on what I've seen him do in Ring of Honor and stuff like that. But Danny, you know him from farther back than that. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your history? And you guys came up a little bit together in Florida, right?
No, not came up together. Kenny was around before I even, you know, before I even got in the ring.
Right.
He was one of the dudes that everybody went to. You know, everybody knew he could go in the ring. Everybody knew, you know, obviously that he was a talent. So he was one of the guys that, you know, that if they were smart,
you know, all the young boys like me would go up and ask for advice, ask what they thought of the match. And some always thought about him. He was always really cool about that, that sometimes he would even come up to you and just be like, hey, you know, you need to work on this and work on that. So he was somebody that definitely had a respect for the business to not only do it himself, but to help the people coming up get better. So I guess, I mean, we'll do the same deal we do every time. Kenny, why don't you tell us when you started out, who trained you, and, you know, tell us about the beginning of your wrestling.
Come on, man. Everybody knows the story. I'm a tough enough kid. I'm a tough enough guy. Started, 2001 is when I stepped into the wrestling ring for the first time. I was trained, obviously, on second season Tough Enough, Al Snow, Bob Holly, Chavo Guerrero, and Ivory. Did not win. There were two superior talents in Jackie Gata and Linda Miles. Wrestling's next big thing that just cannot be denied. So I kind of was very fortunate, you know, after Tough Enough. Like, I didn't know exactly what I was going to do, how I was going to continue on my wrestling career. And I got a phone call from some guys that owned a pro wrestling school out in Vegas and headlined by the head trainer was Cowboy Scott Casey, who also trained Booker T, and someone who was very instrumental in the character and the promo side of my career, Nick Bockwinkle, was very, very, very active in the hands-on training of the guys. And, you know, guys that came up with me, got like, I don't know what to call him now, he was Deuce for a while down there. It was Jimmy Sticks' kid, so Sticks is not what I know him as. The Riggs brothers, those guys were signed in developmental for a while. And so I really took, I didn't take a paid booking for a year after training there because I wanted not to be the tough enough kid who, you know, could get bookings based off of the four things you learned tough enough, but who knew exactly what I was doing by the time I stepped into a ring.
Right on.
Now
go ahead, John.
I was just going to say, you weren't a wrestler prior to being on Tough Enough. I knew you were on Tough Enough,
man.
But I assumed you had done something before that.
No, man, I was a football. I was literally fresh off the football field. I had moved from Florida to Las Vegas to keep playing football, transferred from University of South Florida to UNLV. And literally in the break that I was taking, almost the red shirt, and then I was taking from the fall season of 2001 is when I got cast on Tough Enough. So I'd never ever done anything before.
Now, so
cool.
You went to Florida and played football at USF, and you went to UNLV, and that's where you came up with the Tough Enough deal shortly after you trained in Vegas. Now, what brought you back to Florida for wrestling?
I just saw that better opportunities. At this point, this is like 2014, and I was really wrestling a lot. On the West Coast, like in California, then Rev Pro, and I came up with guys like Joey Ryan and Super Dragon, and that was the first time I'd met Adam Pearce and Cole Cabana and Scorpio Sky and all the guys that have, you know, like been like SoCal legends. I worked with those guys a lot throughout that whole circuit in Arizona and in Utah, but I just saw that, you know, with there's so much more going on the indie scene as far as the East Coast is kind of like you got the whole Northeast scene. There's 150 indies there, plus Florida and, like, you know, the IWA Midwest and all those things. So, plus, I moved back to Orlando, so I figured that it was a good shot for me to get, you know, my TNA, which ended up happening.
Right on. Now, and then what was it that finally got you back? Because you're living in Vegas now again, right?
Yeah.
So, is it just life situations that got you back out there, or did wrestling have anything to do with it?
No, wrestling didn't have nothing to do with it, man. Life situations. I've got a 5-year-old daughter that I'm very active in raising, and just being a dad brought me back out here.
Right. Now, real quick, for anybody who doesn't know, who's been living under a rock, you've been teaming with Red Titus as the All Night Express for, 2 years now?
Yeah, going on it.
All right. Now, was this something that you guys saw, or was it something that they just, hey, you two get together and work together? How did that come to be?
I thought it was a freaking joke at first, actually, to be honest. because there had been talks of teaming me and Kenny Omega up, which I thought was going to be would have been an amazing tag team. But it was Adam Pearce that kind of came and was like, you know what, with, you know, you and Ritz, charisma, you know, you guys, well, I think we're going to team you guys up. And they did. Like, I turned on Kenny Omega in a match in Montreal, I think it was, for Ring of Honor. And, you know, I didn't know much about Red Eye Team's gimmick, you know, walking around with bow tie and stuff. But I just figured he was a young boy. But, you know, in the early goings, I mean, and if in his interviews asked him, he didn't think much of me either. So I think it was definitely mutually like, oh, this fucking guy. But, man, who knew?
Well, it seems like it's been going well for you. I've seen you guys a few times so doing solo matches as well as tag team matches. And you've obviously maintained a good relationship as a tag team over the past couple of years.
Yeah, it's just one of those things where we knew early going on that just our style as far as like personality and charisma was going to match, but you know, we didn't think our wrestling styles worked well initially. But, you know, Rhett's a really athletic dude, and one of the things I love about Rhett Titus is that he's always strived to get better. Like, every day, every match, every day, he's always just done his best to get better. And we just gelled. I mean, good tag teams just kind of gel and put our best things together. And that's some of the things we've been able to do with the All Night Express, just put the best things and the best parts of athleticism together and make it work as one.
Yeah, well, I've seen you guys. You've had some. Who else is talking?
That was me. Sorry, I'm stupid.
Right.
Go ahead.
No. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just gonna say I've seen you guys. You know, I don't follow Ring of Honor like up to the date, so I'm usually a couple months behind. But I've seen you guys in feuds with the Briscoes and feuds with Charlie Haas and Shelton Benjamin. So what are you guys actively doing now as far as the Ring of Honor?
We just actually finished up a feud with Young Bucks. They hurt Rhett. Rhett had to have knee surgery, and it was an attack by like the Young Bucks at I want to say Final Battle. That kind of put Rhett on the shelf. So he was on the shelf for a while. Came back from knee surgery, and you know it's been amazing. So we had two matches. We had a street fight and a tornado match in Florida for the Showdown and the Sun series of pay-per-views. And we just had a really good match in Baltimore for the TV taping.
Were you well-received in Florida? Do you feel people down there remembered you, even the ones that might not follow Ring of Honor?
Oh, yeah. I think Florida's always going to be my state. I mean, if you look at we did Proven Ground matches in 2009, I think, and me and Rhett wrestled the British Lions, and the British Lions are two guys that were over in Florida, and we were, you know, not fan favorites at the time.
Right.
But if you know the man, they love me in Florida, man. They literally made me the star of that match, and I feel like this past weekend as well, there's a lot of people that still remember me from my work in Florida, which feels good. You know, it's been 3 years since I've wrestled in the state of Florida, and I have people still remember your work. It's really cool.
Yeah, a minute ago, I think Danny and I were kind of asking the same question, but I was going to mention that you guys had a crazy feud with the Briscoes that I know one of the matches was here in Atlanta during WrestleMania weekend last year. But how many times have you, either with Rhett Titus or just by yourself, how much have you wrestled in Georgia?
Oh, man. I wrestled, and I can't remember. It might have been NWA Wild Side very, 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 very long time ago, like 2003, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, man, that was actually the only time that I ever wrestled in Georgia, WrestleMania shows, and I won one off. And was it Anarchy or was it Wild Side? I can't remember. It was so long ago.
Also, it became Anarchy, so it's the same place. But you said
okay.
Who were some of the names there when you were there? I'm sure Slim J was probably
AJ, Rain Man, Corey Chavis, Murder One, Jimmy Rave was, you know, big time, of course, superstar Sayonara. And those were the names back then.
Well, Slim J's still there. He's the only one, I think.
Who is?
Slim J.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, the other guys are still around. You know, obviously, Chavis is doing Dark City down in Florida, and Jimmy Rave helps out with Anarchy, but he's down at Rampage Pro Wrestling. And well, some of the other guys just dropped off, but Slim J's still there. He's still actually the head trainer at the Anarchy School, so...
Oh, it's a minute ago, man. It was a good time. You know, Georgia wrestling is not too different from Florida wrestling. Is that the boys are just really what make it great.
Right. Well, that's something I actually want to ask you too. Then, what do you think? You know, yeah, everybody who's anybody hears about, you know, how things are different when they came up, or you know how things are different when the guys before them came up, and. Around the time you came up, you know, you had guys like Shane Twins, Bruce, Lex Lovett, Scoot, you know, Navy SEAL, all these guys. What do you think changed between, say, the time you came up in 2001, 2003, around that time period, and, say, you know, the past 2 years? Do you see a change in the way people are coming up or coming in, or do you really...
Man. I mean, like, I can't necessarily pinpoint it because I came up, I feel like, in two different places. I came up in SoCal, and then I also came up, like, that was the early part of my career, in Florida, like, the middle part of my career, and, you know, that's kind of where I'm at now, which led me to where I'm at now, but I still keep in contact and keep in touch with the Florida scene and, you know, to a lesser extent, the SoCal scene, but I just think, you know, like everybody says, man, the internet really shit on pro wrestling as a whole. You know, anybody who had a keyboard... could look at the business and use words that they had no business using and understand things that they really didn't understand. And that led to a lot of dudes getting in the business that have no business being in the business. And you know, so, you know, me and Bruce and have talked about it. I mean, Chris Nelson talked about it. A lot of guys like me, yeah, like, what's his name? Sean Murphy. We talked about it too. Like, just guys that get in the business, you know, and wear a T-shirt and the ring and do all of their favorite moves that they see on WWE 12 or WWE 13, and they start wrestling. That's not what it takes to really be successful and really, like, hone your craft in this business. So, yeah, I feel like there needs to be a weeding out process of, there was a movement started in Florida called the Bat Movement, just buy a ticket, get your ass out of the ring and buy a ticket.
Yeah, I remember that.
Well, not to change the subject too much, but there's a guy, a local guy, who was down in Florida last weekend. He tried out for Dragon Gate and also worked security for the Ring of Honor shows. And he took a couple of Kenny King knees to the face while he was working security. So he just called
sexy
in.
Matters,
Matt Sells.
Matt Sex Sells, right.
That's right. So I didn't know if you knew the name of the guy that you accidentally took out, but
I apologized. And thanks, Matt, for being such a good sport about that, bro. That was I didn't mean it. I really didn't, but it looked good.
Yeah, I can tell you from the bottom of my heart, Kenny. Thank you very much for that.
You're very welcome. Anytime, buddy.
Hey, I was just glad to be there, glad to say I got to take the knees from Kenny. So I got to be, you know, have the best seat in the house for the street fight. So
yeah,
I got the interactive portion, you know. So.
That you did. You got the part where most fans would start. A lot of dudes would start buying tickets from that point. But you, I'm glad to be around.
And I got to say, Matt, you did look rather dapper.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that. I do my best.
Yeah, well, and you got on a pay-per-view.
Still no red tie, it's bow tie, but hey.
He's got no use for him anymore, so I'm sure he's got a whole bunch of CDs.
So, Matt, did you have a question for Kenny King, or did you just want to thank him for the knees to the face?
I wanted to thank him and all the guys in the match. I had a great time. I was there for both shows and enjoyed both matches they had with the Bucks. I just wanted to say hey and wish Kenny the best luck and let him know that I'm enjoying his work in Ring of Honor right now. So.
Thanks, Matt. Thanks a lot, man. Keep watching.
Hey, no problem. I've actually watched you come up and worked with you some before. You were mentioning your work in Wildside. I was in Wildside at that point too, just starting out. So I remember when you were there. So it's been really cool to see both you and I had the chance to meet Rhett actually back in November. So it's really cool to see y'all finally getting that push and cementing your spot in Ring of Honor. So.
Well, thanks, man. It only took 3 years to get a push. But, you know, there's not too many dudes that can say they've been in Ring of Honor for 3 years. There's been a whole lot of guys come and go. So
that's the truth.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, it's funny, John, is remember we had John Davis on, was it last week or the week before?
Last week.
Yeah. Last week, right, and you remember I was saying how way back in the day one of the biggest matches I had was a much, much smaller Danny Only against a much, much smaller John Davis.
Yeah.
One of the people that after that match pulled us both to the side and gave us both some criticism actually was Kenny King. So right along with what I said, you know, he was somebody that if he saw something and he saw a way to help improve it, you know, he was always there for that. So I thought that was pretty cool because Kenny had no idea who I was, at all. And I guess he knew John a little bit, but, no idea who I was. And he didn't come up and he wasn't like, man, that fucking sucked. That was garbage. He was just like, hey, you know, you did this. Why did you do this? You know, and he just had a way. I'm real big on the fact that, you know, sometimes somebody just needs negative and they need their head busted in, but overall, you know, you get a better reaction from people when they see that not only did you pay attention to what they were doing, but you actually have a reason on why you're explaining to them why they need to change it. You know, it's one thing if you come in the back and somebody's like, oh, yeah, you did good, kid, but don't throw a drop kick anymore, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, it meant a lot to me, and I know John, too, because he actually watched what we did, and he could tell us what we did and ask why we did it in that sequence and all that. So I think we need more people like that who are – you know, not just worried about themselves and their spot, but worried about everything. Because I think if you take the time to tell somebody else what they need to work on, then you're bettering the entire sport and not just yourself.
See, I just thought that I went over and told you with shit so that you could have fooled me.
Well, whatever you said seems to have worked because
right.
Danny Only or... Our,
he heard advice. I told me, shit, it works out fine for both of us.
Well, another question for you. You're in Ring of Honor. You're doing very well in Ring of Honor. Is there anything else in wrestling that you want to do that you haven't had the chance to do yet? What's something that you'd really like to do before you're done?
I was actually having this conversation with Legend McGinnis. I think my last three goals in wrestling are to, one, I want to wrestle in Japan, at Budokan Hall more specifically. I'd like to wrestle at WrestleMania, and I'd like to be in a video game. And, all those goals are obviously very attainable. Just depends on what happens first, or what happens next.
What about an action figure?
But I already have one of those from Tough Enough. But I like actually a mass-produced one, yeah.
Yeah, so you have a Tough Enough figure?
Yeah, they made, my mom actually has it, I don't have it, but Jax actually made each of the Tough Enough kids their own action figure.
Oh, cool. So there's just one of them?
Just one. Like I said, I don't own it, I haven't touched it, my mom's had it for 10 years, so. I hope she's playing with it or something.
Well, with the it seems like WWE is clearly interested in paying attention to what's going on in Ring of Honor, especially the past couple of years. Have you had any any offers from them or anything like that?
I'm contract talent with Ring of Honor Wrestling, and until such time I'm not contracted talent with Ring of Honor Wrestling. do you get my where I'm going with this?
Yeah.
It's a brilliant answer.
Yeah. One of the best answers I've ever heard on the show.
Thank you.
Who, Kenny, who is the, if you had to give a, let's top five's too cliche, a top three toughest wrestlers you've ever been in the ring with, who are the top three?
I want to say, like, right off the top is Roddy Strong and Eddie Edwards. Those, like, literally are the first two that pop up that scream in my head. Eddie's just, it's just hard as a freaking rock, and Roddy is a damn bully. guys that, you know, I'm talking about dudes that you can just hit as hard as you can and will hit you as hard as they can, and it makes you question why you started wrestling in the first place. And then the other one, I'll say Billy Gunn. I wrestled Billy Gunn in tag match in TNA, and I also wrestled in a singles match, and Billy Gunn is a pretty tough son of a bitch. Followed very closely by the Briscoes. Like this, that's a very tough question to just have three guys.
That's actually a surprising one. I wouldn't have expected that.
What's that?
I said that's actually surprising. I wouldn't have expected Billy Gunn to be on the list, especially with some of the people I've seen in the ring with. So that's actually surprising.
Yeah, Billy Gunn knocked me out walking one time.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, well, not so much.
who are some people that you idolized coming up, and if you had the chance, who's
Sorry,
someone that you get want to be in the ring with?
I could say that I pretty much patterned a lot of what I do in the early going after, like, Rob Van Dam. I have martial arts background, so being able to do that.
I think we lost him.
Shit.
He'll call back.
I hope so.
And Matt hung up. We forgot to say goodbye to him, but he's texting me now to remind Kenny King to tweet hashtag duty. D-O-O-D-I-E. So everybody listening should hashtag duty and tweet it, or pound. When did pound become hashtag?
I don't know.
Twitter showed up.
So I still like how Mark Briscoe says it's telephone number.
Telephone number. Jim Boyd.
Telephone number duty.
Maybe we can get him to telephone number duty on the Twitter.
He doesn't use Twitter.
Well, they have, there's a Briscoe's, I don't know if it's like for both of them or just the other guy, but.
That's Jay.
Okay. Well, maybe Jay can telephone number duty, telephone number dim boys.
Well, good luck with that.
Well,
you know,
since we lost our guest, I'm going to take our required commercial break. So we'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Yay.
Georgia wrestling fans, you're going to want to make your plans to be at Johnny G's the first, third, and fifth Sunday of every month, 2 p.m. bell time, for Rampage Pro Wrestling television taping. And fans, if you're in Middle Georgia, make sure that you watch Rampage Pro Wrestling on Fox 24, Saturday 9 a.m. on the My 41.2, Saturday at 10 p.m. Cox Communications Cable, Thursday 8, Saturday at noon, and of course, Rampage Rewind, the one-half-hour show on Cox Communications throughout the schedule. Fans, be there.
Do you remember Tommy Rich? What about Ray Gunkel or Gordon Soley? Can't get those nasty Anderson brothers out of your head? Well, you can catch them again at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Who was on the first card you attended? Who was it under that mask? Remember the first Omni Spectacular or the big main events at the Bell Auditorium? That happened in Columbus on my birthday. Find out at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Whether you want to get back some of your past, or maybe you just want to find pro wrestling in your area, check out GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com.
If you're hurt, get the money you deserve. If you're in pain, get the money you deserve. At Terry and Peterman, we're personal injury attorneys who take a professional, thorough approach to your accident and injury claims. Don't call some long-distance law firm or satellite office. Don't trust your claim to just anyone. For a free consultation, call the law office of Terry and Peterman today, 229-247-0386, or go online at www.terryandpeterman.com. The law offices of Terry and Peterman, making things right.
This is Miss Rachel from The Empire, formerly known as Platinum Championship Wrestling. Every Friday night, The Empire presents the best in professional wrestling at the Academy Theater in Avondale State. We're also at the Masquerade every month or so. Check us out on Facebook. Just look for Platinum Championship Wrestling, and you'll get the latest details on all the hottest action from The Empire,
formerly known as Platinum Championship Wrestling.
We get it. That's every Friday night at the Academy Theater and at the Masquerade as well every month. We'll see you there.
Welcome back to Georgia Wrestling Now. I love that old-school sounding music on the end of the ad. And I still want to know what happened in Columbus on Matt Sells' wife's birthday.
I don't know. You know,
I asked her on Facebook. What's that?
My second favorite music besides that old-school music is anything that Seth DeLay comes to the ring to.
Oh, absolutely.
What does he come to the ring to aside from the Freebirds song?
It's fucking awesome. He came to the ring to Anita Hero. He came to the ring to the old song that Joe Pedicino and Bonnie Blackstone used to have on the Georgia show. It's just good stuff. I miss that show, man. I remember watching that when I was like 8, 9 years old. And, you know, you'd see all the local shows, and then at the end of it would be a WCW highlight. And, man, that was just good stuff.
Yeah, on Channel 69, I believe it was.
I guess. I don't remember. I mean, but looking back on it, it was some really bad wrestling sometimes. But but overall, it was just, it was cool.
Yes, it was. Well, Kenny King has not called back, so I guess maybe we offended him or something. But, no, I think he was in mid-sentence when he got cut off, so he must have lost reception or something, but... It was good, good talking to him, and I'm glad we had him for the time that we did. But I guess we can get back to local stuff now. I was wrong with a lot of the announcements I made last week about which shows were coming up. I thought Anarchy was last Saturday. I thought PCW was in Porterdale. So, obviously... TNT was on Saturday. Anarchy will be this Saturday, right, Danny?
Yeah.
And then PCW's Porterdale show will be on the 21st, and then it'll be the first and third Saturday of every month. There's a lot of other shows coming up, though. What are you working any other shows, Danny?
Just Empire on Friday and Anarchy on Saturday. So no other ones. Waiting for the April 26th Masquerade show. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Right. And do you know who you're facing there?
The 26th of the Masquerade?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's myself and the Phantom versus Young and the Reckless, you know, Chip Day and Hayden Young.
Oh, that'll be good.
Yeah. It's always good to be in the ring with those guys, so it'll be a lot of fun.
Last time I saw Chip Day, Strict 9 is taking on Shane Marks. Is that for the Empire title?
It is. It's one of the dream matches. should be good. Strix never had a chance to really show his single stuff at Empire/PCW, and I'm sure him and Shane will have a pretty badass match, so it should be good.
Absolutely. And then, of course, this Saturday is Rampage down in Warner Robins. And then,
I forgot. Yeah, I'm wrestling at Rampage. I'm wrestling Frankie Valentine at Rampage.
The return bout.
Yeah, this time I'm just going to kick him in the face.
Hey, you want to try to not knock yourself out with him. You already got a bad head, so you might want to protect yourself. Have you thought about wearing, like, a headgear? Maybe Varsity Club this thing up?
No, I'm not a pussy.
You could wear a mouthpiece.
I don't really like wrestling with anything in my mouth.
Terry Funk ain't wearing no mouthpiece.
I know. Where's the Brody mouthpiece?
All right. And then, of course, what all happened last weekend that we haven't talked about? Did you go to any other shows, Matt?
No, I just Empire PCW. It was enough to fill me up. So, but enough went on there to fill a canyon. You saw another loss for the Bullets in the tag team season, which is a shock, and equally as shocking, another win for the Contras. Sit there undefeated.
And a great promo to follow that.
Well, that goes without saying. A big man will tell them a lot.
What a flush. I know Pandora won. What is that promotion she works for in Alabama?
It's ACW. She is their first ever women's title holder. So,
yeah, and it's a big belt that looks humongous.
It is a large belt. Actually, the show I was at, they actually debuted the belt to set up the match they were going to have for it. It is a giant belt, giant pink. It's a very Pandora-esque belt. You know, it will fit well around her waist. It'll fit right in. So another coup for the MOD down there. They seem to be building an empire. They have the tag champions and Blazing Jeter and added another belt. So they seem to have it rolling down that way.
It's funny the alliances that can be formed in other promotions. But I guess it's for the greater good of something. Well, it looks like we have another caller. Let's find out who we have. Hello, thanks for calling Georgia Wrestling Now.
Hey, it's Jen Sells.
Jen Sells, what happened
yes.
in Columbus on your birthday?
Well, that is a great question. When I find out, I will let you know.
Well, you have to go to GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com.
Well, of course. How are you tonight?
Fine. How are you?
I'm good. I'm a little winded. I'm actually working out at the moment.
Oh, right now?
Yes. So,
well, I appreciate you calling in while working out.
I have to work out all the calories I gained in Miami. So.
Yeah. Did you eat a bunch of that Cuban food and stuff?
Yes, we did a lot of that, and an incredible amount of stone crabs while we were down there. So.
Oh, I didn't do that.
That was.
I ate a lot of empanadas, because everywhere that I walked, there was another place with empanadas, and you could get like four of them for $8.
And all the key lime pie.
I didn't even think about that.
So. Yeah, gotta get all that off. So. Before
well, while
we
have you,
a big show coming up.
Yeah, why don't you tell us a little bit about your anniversary show on the 21st for TNT
That's
Pro
right.
Wrestling.
TNT Pro Wrestling, if you can even imagine, it's been 6 years since we've been in business and in different incarnations, and we run at a lovely facility up in Clayton, Georgia, which is way up in the north part of the state. And, our sixth anniversary show is coming up on April 21st, and it's going to be fantastic. It's going to be great. All of our titles will be defended, and we have a 20-person Raven Rumble, which is a whole bunch of TNT stars from past, present, and So it's really just going to be a great atmosphere. We've got fan appreciation barbecue happening before that. And, yeah, it seems like the biggest thing people are talking about is our TNT heavyweight title match, which is our champion Zach Daniels defending against Jagged Edge, which I know a lot of people are familiar with.
Yeah, Jagged Edge, who's undefeated everywhere that I've seen him wrestle.
Yes.
I believe that's true in TNT as well.
It is. Yes, absolutely. So so we'll have to see. Zach's been a fantastic, fantastic champion and been champion a couple of times. And this is one of his biggest challenges so far. So it's going to be really exciting to see this match take place. And so we really want everybody to come out and enjoy that match because two fantastic competitors and we've got so many great wrestlers on our roster right now. And we would just love everybody to come on out and see what we've got going on. 6 years. It's crazy.
And barbecue.
And barbecue. I mean, how can you go wrong? Not stone crabs or key lime pie, but, yeah, barbecue. Free food. So why not?
I don't know if I'd want stone crabs from the Georgia mountains, honestly. I think barbecue is more fitting.
Barbecue, definitely a little bit more fitting. And, you know, just an opportunity, fan meet and greet, and we're going to have games and raffle prizes. We our anniversary show is really the biggest show of the year that we have, and we have a lot of great wrestlers who've, you know, maybe living now in different states or across the country who come back for the show and participate. So it's really a good time to kind of catch up and see everybody and then have a great night of wrestling. And I'm sorry I'm winded again. I'm working out, so.
That's all right. We'll let you go get back to your workout because we need to wrap up the show anyway.
Great.
But
absolutely.
We were talking a little bit about that show earlier because Danny Only, of course, and Strict 9 will be part of it. But
those guys.
But I think we're going to have Zach Daniels call in next week to talk about his big match, so we will definitely talk about it some more. But you get back to your workout, and we will talk to you soon.
We'll do.
And maybe
Thanks.
We'll find
yes,
out what
very,
happened
very
in Columbus.
Maybe on my birthday, which
on
I'm going to say when or where or how ancient that is. So you guys talk amongst yourselves. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. All right, guys, so I guess we need to wrap things up. Do you, either of you, have anything else you want to talk about before we go?
No. I'm going to go brush my teeth and go to bed, so everyone go support indie wrestling because the wrestling that you don't see on TV now is entirely populated by the wrestlers that you will see on TV in the future. So go support your local indie wrestling shows. I'm out. Peace, people. See you next Monday.
Good night. And, Matt, did you have anything else?
No, I was thinking about making that Clayton show just for the chance to see Jagged Edge count the lights anyways, and now they've sweetened the deal with barbecue. I don't see how
I
can turn that down.
I was thinking the same thing. I was maybe going to go, but now, yeah, I think I will.
It may be time to rally the troops. I hope they reinforce the seats in Clayton because Team All You Can Eat may be in attendance.
Uh-oh. Well, we'll see how long that barbecue lasts, but...
exactly. Better get there early, folks.
All right. Well, before we go, I just want to mention the other GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com radio network shows. There is Ringside Wrap on Wednesdays at 8 with Les Thatcher and Mike Sempervive. I've noticed lately Rich Tate has not been as active on it, so I won't mention him as a host, but it's still going strong. Peach State Pandemonium is Thursdays at 8 with Mike Norris, Jerry Oates, and Bobby Simmons. Midnight Black Mass with the Reverend Dan Wilson is Fridays at midnight. And once a month on Sundays at 2 p.m. is the Ohio Valley Wrestling Overview with Trent Vendrees, Muhammad Ali Vaez, and Larry Goodman. excuse me. I guess that's it. It's been another good show, and we will have plenty more wrestling to talk about next Monday. Thanks a lot, Matt.
All right. See you, Matt.
We thank you for listening to this broadcast. a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com and the GWH Radio Network. Stay tuned to GWH for nostalgia, upcoming events, and more. As always, GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com thanks you for your continued support.